Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
National Lasagna Day has arrived.
Lasagna.
It's National Lasagna Day, but what better way to celebrate than to have it for breakfast right now?
Breakfast lasagna.
Is this lasagna?
For breakfast?
I love lasagna.
Aww. He's saying I love lasagna.
It is National Lasagna Day today.
Yum. Do you love lasagna like me?
Holidays are based on food, so my favorite holiday is Halloween. Next is Thanksgiving. Lasagna Day is number three.
Happy National Lasagna Day.
It's showtime!
There you go, Carla. It's lasagna day.
Yes, it is. That's my people.
National Lasagna Day.
Yes.
It is the Mike and Carla Morning Show along with our executive producer, Morty. It is show number 1,933. It is 6:07.
And let me just say, buongiorno, amica mio.
Okay.
Good morning, my friends.
Oh, I see. Okay.
For lasagna day.
Grazie, grazie.
There you go.
Hold on.
There you go.
Let me take this music off.
Okay.
We got to put on some Italian music here.
There we go.
For National Lasagna Day.
The family song right there.
Is that the family song?
Yes. Yes, it is the family song.
Today we're all Italian.
Yes, we are.
Morty Googled free lasagna today and can't find anything.
No. I know they don't give it up. They generally have specials. But
2 years ago, they had free lasagna everywhere.
Yeah, I know, like Brio did. I think if you bought a lasagna, you got a free one. I'm not saying they're doing that again, but I know that a lot of places offer specials. So maybe.
Think anybody will bring us down a pan of lasagna?
I don't know. It would
lasagna?
Be a pan of lasagna. That would be real nice.
Yeah.
That'd be real nice.
Okay.
See, we've talked about that before. My family, we did cheese. We did ricotta cheese.
Yeah.
We never really did meat lasagna. So
I gotta have
like
a lot of meat in my lasagna.
Yeah, I don't. The thing, my problem with meat is that it dries the lasagna a bit. It dries it up a little bit. Cheese leaves it a little fluffier.
Well,
That's what I like about it. No, you don't want.
I'll eat lasagna.
You don't want a dry
anyway.
Lasagna. And I'll tell you, I know that. Once you hit 50, you do not want a dry lasagna. That's all I'm saying.
You're just barely getting through the hot flashes.
Exactly.
You don't need dry lasagna.
I took my pill, so I should
okay.
Be
you should be good.
A little better. Today.
Well,
yes.
Good. You're going to need it.
Oh.
Sunshine high today, 109, 113 tomorrow, as you were shouting throughout the hallways.
Yeah, I know.
The hell that Satan has prepared for us this weekend. It's 79, only 79 this morning, so if you're going to do anything outside, do it now.
Yes.
All right, you ready? Carla's
ready.
First take on some entertainment news.
All right, we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So the Miami Marlins season has been temporarily shut down.
Yay!
We shouldn't laugh.
I think even Marlins fans are going, that's okay. That's all right.
They were having a season.
Yeah, I know. You know, almost 60% of the people who were polled, they did a poll on this. They said, just postpone baseball. And, another about 30% said they maybe should just keep going, see how long they can go.
Until everybody drops dead.
Oh, the rest aren't sure.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy. Morty, I'm sorry, but Disney delaying the next Star Wars trilogy. Which was, I think, to be expected. But I know a lot of Star Wars fans very, very upset. Not that upset since they took a long look at their lives. Sorry, I can't. Get out of here. Stop it. No, but that a lot of things on hold. But not Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. They are supposed to resume production this week and next. Now, they're setting things up. And we had talked about this a long time ago. You know, the contestants will be 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, there aren't a lot of people on the actual set when they do those shows anyhow.
Oh.
So there are certain people, and they are very spread out when they do those shows. So they should be okay. And they want to very much keep Alex Trebek healthy, you know, and safe. So they're really kind of working around
that. I never thought about it, but there's only, what, 2 or 3 cameras?
Yeah.
Show?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. I mean, a lot goes into doing those shows, but the people on set
right.
are very few. So, okay. You know, and the director's over there, and the, you know, yeah. it's easy enough to do something like that, which I think will make a lot of people happy. Though those vintage shows they've been showing are cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if
yeah.
you've seen some of those. They're really good. I like them. And quarterbacks, Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, he had a little extra money. You know, he had won the Super Bowl last year. He got a nice little contract.
Yeah, $500 million.
Yes, he spent a little bit of that to buy part of the Kansas City Royals. So mm-hmm. he owns part of a baseball team that may not play this year, but that's okay. That's all right. It is okay. And there's something I want to play a little bit later, Mike. Korn, the metal band Korn.
Oh.
Yeah, they recorded their take on The Devil Went Down to Georgia for their album. It's called The Nothing. It didn't make the album. But they released it as a tribute to Charlie Daniels. It's kind of cool. I think it's kind of cool.
Who passed away
and
when?
It just was not even a month ago. Yeah. Okay. It wasn't even a month ago. So we will give you a little taste of that in a bit. For now, that is my take brought to you by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
Tom's on the phone. Tom, happy National Lasagna Day.
What I'm calling about, because hearing like the sound clips you guys put together and recipes, how much meat is required, the dangers of drying out, I cannot wait for show number 1,935 on Friday, which is National Orgasm Day.
Oh, Tom, I'm already planning for it. I am already planning for it. I have the decorations out.
Oh. I almost had to pull over when Mike was talking about how much meat you were talking about the drying out. My drive had to almost needed a break.
As an Italian woman, I'm just saying you do not want to dry lasagna. That's all.
No,
I'm saying.
Not ever.
That's all
not
I'm
ever.
Saying.
That's a great metaphor.
Yes, it is. Isn't it?
Tom, have a great day.
Thanks, guys. You too.
By the way, Jody just texted me, and she said, Buca de Beppo.
Buca de Beppo.
Okay. 50% off.
There you go.
On lasagna today.
There you go.
And there's one right over here on Lake Mead.
Yeah.
Huh?
Okay. Yeah.
So
right
it's not free, Morty,
yep.
but it's...
Hey, 50% is better than 0%.
There you
yes,
go.
Yes, exactly.
Let's do it. Mike and Carla's Big Box. You want to take a guess?
Oh, yes.
First official guess of the morning, 702-739-9636. Identify all five items. And you win the big prize, phase one, during the 96 days of summer. Ninth caller, got to be over 21. 702-739-9636. Good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all five everyday items in Mike and Carla's Big Box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Topgolf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a San Diego, California getaway. It's time.
Carla, we have Linda on the phone. Linda's got to get her list out.
Okay, all right.
You have a whole list.
Open the vault.
Unfold the paper.
Yes, that's right.
All right, so Linda, you know how this goes. Identify all five pieces correctly, and you win the big prize, phase one of the 96 Days of Summer. Go ahead.
Okay, I believe it's a ribeye steak, a seashell, a garbage can, an answering machine, and a glass of wine.
Especially being on National Lasagna
Day.
That's
yeah.
Right. Gotta have it. Yeah.
Oh. 4 out of 5.
Oh, could we please put that in there? Please.
Somewhere. Maybe on the side of the box.
Yes, that's right.
Keep in mind, Linda, you can play as many times as you want. Your next chance to guess in the 8 o'clock hour. For details on the big box, just tap the free KKLZ app on your smartphone or go to 96.3kklz.com.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
By the way, they reveal another piece to that puzzle or from the box. They'll do that in about 20 minutes.
Cool. Okay. 7 o'clock.
There's only so many pieces
left. I know it. I know.
So let's see what happens.
Somebody's
going to
do it this week.
You had mentioned, Carla, in entertainment news, Korn.
Yes.
The band Korn did a take on Devil Went Down to Georgia for their album, The Nothing. Didn't make the album.
No.
But since Charlie Daniels passed away, I thought that was only like a couple of days ago.
No, it was a couple, 3 weeks ago probably now?
Three, four weeks ago?
Yeah, it's been a little while.
So they reissued their version of The Devil Went Down to Georgia, and here's Korn.
The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I take that bit, and you're going to regret, because I'm the best there's ever been.
Now you're rising up your mouth and play your fiddle hard.
you think? Slam or jam?
I like it.
I really
do. Do you really?
Yeah. I really like it. Oh, lighten up, old man. Cloud, I can't understand the words.
And who's Yellow Wolf? I don't even know the...
That's who sang on it with him. He's a rapper, isn't he? Yeah, I believe so. It's Yellow... Yeah. I don't know.
I thought he was in Fiddler on the Roof. Yellow Wolf. Okay.
No.
So that's Korn, K-O-R-N, like Korn.
Yes, K-O-R, backwards R. K-O, backwards R, N.
Well, of course. And the devil went down to Georgia, so... And that, you can, you know what, we'll post it on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page if you want to hear the whole thing.
Jody, how about what do you think about it?
Yeah.
You settle down.
You know what, she'll probably put that with the Godsmacks.
Keep rocking in your office rocking chair.
Mother's puke and
his
garbage.
It's her immunity month, isn't it?
Yeah, it is her immunity month, so she might play skipping all day long.
Well, she's only got a couple of more days, so.
Godsmack, Mike.
She better get it in.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3. KKLZ.
All you have to do is figure out the five items in Mike and Carla's big box to win the big prize. Details coming up soon during the 96 days of summer. Just revealed another puzzle piece, by the way, a piece of the box.
Yes.
So there's only so many pieces left. I mean, I would think by, what, tomorrow?
Looking good. I'm thinking
Friday?
So. Yeah.
Somebody should know. All right. 7:06, Mike and Carla Morning Show. It is National Lasagna Day.
Yes, it is.
And so we're celebrating that. And by the way, last hour played you a little bit of that Korn version of Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Right.
Jody texted me. She said, it's awesome.
Let me do this here. There we go. Let me stop this for you.
What are you doing?
And let me get that.
Playing
a little. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're going to play the Korn.
No.
She's the one that likes, you know, the song Faith by George Michael.
Uh-huh.
Oh, by Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, she likes that version.
Yeah, it's good.
So
George Michael liked that version.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, she cranked it up. Wow.
But let's not forget George Michael.
No.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello.
Sunshine high 109. 113 the high tomorrow. 81. By the way, who else did you say 50% off on lasagna?
Brio is doing it. 50%
Again,
off lasagna.
Morning not free, but 50%
off.
Yeah,
but that's good.
I'm going to do the lasagna tour today.
That's good.
Everywhere.
We're going to get a call from Morty. I don't know what's wrong with me, you guys. I don't feel good.
7 o'clock tonight, we're going to start getting texts from Morty.
I would have answered, but I can't get off my couch. Yeah. I squish.
We're just going to FaceTime him, and we're only going to see him from the nose up.
Yeah. You know? I'm going to have, like, sauce.
Seems to be common. Yes, I know. I know. Are you bleeding? No, sauce. Fine.
It's 81 right now this morning as we kick off our brand new day and a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, kids, I don't know, bad news maybe. People over 6 feet tall, they say, for some reason, they are twice as likely to catch this virus than shorter people. They say it's because of the way that the air travels.
Uh-huh.
So you know what? We're all a little shorter.
Woo!
I know. Boy, oh boy. If you're shorter and it gets up to about 133 degrees Fahrenheit, you're pretty safe with this virus, apparently. Oh, my gosh. Now, listen, I thought about you, Morty, if you like sugary cereal and for breakfast, but it doesn't pair so well with your morning coffee, then this one's for all of you. Post and Dunkin' Donuts teaming up on two cereals that taste like Dunkin' coffee. One is mocha latte. The other one is caramel macchiato.
Ooh.
And it will have a little bit of caffeine in it. So there you go. Here, kids. Eat up. There you go. About 10% of a cup of coffee, but, you know, there's a little caffeine in there, and it goes on sale in just a few days, beginning of August.
Well, after your lasagna tour, you have something to look forward to tomorrow.
Breakfast.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And they say now that, you know, I know there have been some earthquakes, but the fact that there's been less activity because of the virus isolation for a while, we were all hiding out.
Yeah.
The lockdown has caused a 50% drop in human-like vibrations.
Uh-huh.
So apparently nobody's been to my house to do research. But overall, it's gone down a little bit. So, yeah, because, you know, the sale of toys went up. And, you know, but anyhow.
Coincidence?
But yes, but they say the Earth is actually very...
Still?
It is, by comparison. Oh. Very, very still, as opposed to what it would be if we were at our normal activity. So,
see, Mom and Dad, for the kids?
Yeah.
They were educational.
Yes, exactly.
You learned something
Absolutely. Do I try to throw a little something in there, Mom?
If we don't move around a lot, everything will settle down.
Quit moving around, kids. Settle down. I will turn this car around. Settle down. It's Wednesday. A few things you should know. Sponsored by our friends Sam and Ash. What's right?
Carla and I are just talking off the air. I don't know where you saw this, but it's a great topic. When do you know, and this could be somebody you don't even know.
Right.
But what's the sign that gives you an idea that this person does not have any manners whatsoever?
We were this weekend eating, sitting outside, nice, over, it's a Tivoli, it's called Leone Cafe.
Uh-huh.
And somebody was eating soup, guy picks up the bowl and just sucks it down. And that really
physically picks up the bowl.
Physically picks up the bowl and drinks the soup.
So to you, that shows you guy has no manners whatsoever.
It's just no manners. I know somebody will say, well, in other cultures, well, not here. Not here.
And according to you.
Yes, according to me. At my house or your house, that's different.
You know what? Slurp it out with a straw.
Doesn't matter. You point the bowl away from you and you use the spoon or leave the two drops that are in there. Really?
But I paid for it.
That's fine. That is just fine. But just, wow.
See, for me, right off the top of my head, I'm thinking, and it happens a lot here at work, and it just drives me up a freaking wall. Is when somebody's talking to you and they're leaning against the wall and they take that one foot.
I know.
And put it on the wall.
That's been a big thing for you over the years. I know.
I'll say stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, do you mind?
Well, yeah, it's your wall. It's a wall. It's not the floor. It's
it just bothers me. And right there, I know. See, I couldn't hang with this person.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't like that.
Anybody else? 702-739-9636. Roberta, you know what we're talking about. What about you?
Okay. So I actually got, like, two. And one of them's more of a unique and one's kind of common. So, like, my one is basically anyone who has, like, their mouth full and they decide to chew with their mouth open or talk. That drives me crazy. Yeah. Well, the other one is more unique because, like, I'm a little person, so I'm, like, 4 foot tall. Oh. And something that people seem to do a lot is they actually reach over me to get something or to grab whatever, and they don't say anything. They just walk over and reach over you, and it's like, next thing you know, you're pinned between them and whatever it is, and you've got anywhere from the belt buckle up, you know, against your face. And they don't say nothing. It's like, I'm like, I don't want that touching me, yet alone smelling it. And at the same time, I've actually looked at somebody and I said, if I went to grab something in between your legs, would you be okay? And they're like, no, how dare you? And I said, then why do you think that's okay?
Man. Has that ever happened to you, Carla? Because you're
less than five foot. I'm just under 5 feet tall, and I have had people like reach over me, and it is rude. That is
No.
You may be excuse me or sorry. Can I just reach over you? No.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Just a phone call away at 702-739-9636. Talk or text either way. We'd love to hear from you on this. What is it that a person would do that would be clear that this person has no manners? Right off the bat, Troyez is on the phone. Troyez, what about you?
feet on the car of your on your car, bare feet on the dashboard of your car.
Don't. Angie so did that once.
On your new car?
One time.
On any car. Especially a new car, yeah.
Oh, yeah. When you have flip-flops and you put your... Girls are notorious for that. And it was like, no, you're not doing that in my car.
Oh, geez, I'm so sorry.
And you're also going to shine up the dash now, too.
Listen, even if I could do that...
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Jody has done that a couple of times. I go, are you serious?
No, not... Oh, Troy, that is, that's good. Troy, as I do know that you and I would be best friends, so I do know that.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
People texting in as well.
Oh, are they ever. Andrea, excuse me, listening out in Poughkeepsie, New York, she said...
Seriously?
Yes. She said, I saw someone, gross, in a restaurant, blow their nose... in a linen napkin.
And then put it back on their lap.
There you go. Oh, and this is a big thing with women. This is rude. When you're pregnant and somebody, just random stranger comes over and they start rubbing your belly, that's really rude.
It's rude, but does it mean they have no manners?
Yes, you ask first. You ask first. Most women don't like anyone just coming up and touching their stomach to begin with.
All right.
You know, so yeah.
All right. Valerie, what about you?
I have two pet peeves.
Okay.
One of them is people who drink the milk from the cereal bowl without using their spoon.
Well, okay, yeah.
And the other one, we had a coworker.
Uh-oh.
What he would do is raise up his shirt and scratch his stomach at work. He was about 25 years old. I said, stop doing that. I said, that's gross.
At work? Wow.
There's a couple people here I could picture doing that. Yeah. I really could.
And you had mentioned the bowl thing before.
Yes.
At a restaurant.
Yes,
that bugs you.
Sucking the soup out of the bowl. That's what I saw.
Which I find funny because I think I've done that. I think it's with a cup, though.
Well,
you know when they offer a bowl or a cup?
Right, right.
I'll say, well, give me a cup.
Well, I mean, at home you can slurp it out all you want. But in public, if it doesn't have a handle on it, you shouldn't be putting it up to your mouth. It's like licking a plate. Why would you do that?
And we had talked about loud talkers at a restaurant. Same thing. It's how loud do you have to be at your table?
Yes. And another sign I think that you don't have manners in kind of keeping with that, when you're yapping on the phone in a bathroom stall. Come on.
And it's loud.
Yes.
Think about those people around you.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think that's what we're more talking about than anything, that it bothers you or it's a sign that they don't have manners. It's also a sign they just don't care about other people around them.
Right.
When they do some of the stuff that we're hearing about.
Yes, exactly. Adrian, she said, you know, this may be kind of old-fashioned, but I just, when a guy spits in front of a woman, it's just gross.
I mean, like that.
Lugs one out. Yeah, yes, Adrian, we get it. People who crack their gum, Patty says, and especially when they do it with their mouth open so they can make it as loud as possible.
I hate that.
Yeah, I don't like the gum cracking.
I think that's even worse to me than the foot on the wall.
Yeah, okay. I get sometimes your gum may crack, but I shouldn't hear it that loudly.
Right.
You know, I just should not.
Okay.
Oh, my God. And then, of course, Mike, people chewing. Chewing their food with their mouth full and open. That came from a couple people, Lynn in particular.
One of my daughters is famous for doing it. And I'll say to her, why don't you wait and put more food in your mouth before you start talking?
What?
And I'm like, good Lord. And we're just sitting at the table with other people. Chris, what about you?
One of my biggest pet peeves is when you're sitting out, you're with friends, and you're eating, and they get something that's so spicy or so hot, they don't reach for their drink. They reach for yours and go straw to all. That dude, that's enough to pour ice down their pants.
Yep.
The other serious one is people who sit there, rub their nose, acting like they're not picking it in public or when you're out dining and they feel the need to try and season up their burger.
Guilty. Have a good day. Those are good.
Thanks, man.
Dave, go ahead.
I work at Smith and McKesser. Smith, and nothing more worse than having a customer come out on their cell phone ignoring you while they're talking on the phone.
Oh.
That is, I think, one of our collectively.
Yes,
it is. One of our biggest pet peeves on this show.
If I'm talking to somebody and they say, oh, hold on, I'm at the store, I'm just going to pay. It's like, no, I'm going to hang up.
The other thing to that is when they're shocked to find out they actually have to pay for everything.
Well,
so then they have to stop and go through their pockets, their purse, whatever the case may be, because they didn't know they had to pay for it. Thanks a lot.
I hope you pass the boss. You have a good day.
And that's like we said before. It's not only not having manners, but not caring about the people around you.
Yep, exactly.
Like you had said that one time where a woman just left her, parks her cart right in the middle of the aisle going the wrong way. Do you not care about the other people?
No. My time's valuable.
Okay.
Not
well,
yours.
Clearly. It's Prince, 1999.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
I listen all the time. Cranker every day.
Waking you up on 96.3 KKLZ.
All you have to do is figure out the five pieces in Mike and Carla's big box. You got the big prize package, phase one, 96 days of summer. Next chance to guess a little bit later on this half hour. Revealed another piece of the box earlier this morning. Make sure you check that out. Details, just a couple of minutes. 8:09, Mike and Carla Morning Show. One more text about what we were talking about last hour.
Oh, gosh. One of our listeners said, were you guys following me around the store last night? Seriously guilty of two of those offenses. Possibly three. It was late and I was tired and grumpy. Cut me some slack already, you guys. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
We
weren't, but we know who you are.
Oh, my gosh. And can I just mention what Barbara said to wrap this completely up? How about the people who decide to have a freaking reunion in the store? Just stop chat blocking the aisle for everyone else with the people they ran into. Mm-hmm. God.
And again, it might be bad manners or just the fact that you don't care about anybody else around you.
Right, exactly.
All right, sunshine today, high 109. 113 the high tomorrow, Carla, so powder up.
Oh,
88 now. Let's do it.
Help me.
Another entertainment take.
All right, are we ready? Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Jeff Bezos. His ex-wife has already donated $1.7 billion of her divorce money to charity. She listed the causes that she's supporting. Just so, I mean, you know, we all donate a little money here and there. $587 million to fight racial inequality. $400 million for economic mobility. $133 million for gender issues. $130 million for global development. $128 million for public health. I mean, it just goes on and on. And then, you know, in the last category, $127 million for other causes. Wow!
Is she going to be okay? Because that would seem like all the money she has.
I know.
She has $36.7 billion left.
Yeah.
Wow, yes, she made out then.
And just to top it off, she dropped his name. She dropped Bezos. She's just Mackenzie Scott now. Good for
her. What a slap in the face.
Yeah, I know. Oh, how dare you. Yes, I know. $1.7 billion. Yeah, he's got about, like, I don't know, $95 billion.
He said he made up whatever he lost.
On Tuesday.
Yeah, the following Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
God. Well, he's no Patrick Mahomes, but...
No, he is not.
He'll be okay.
I think he could buy every single
team. He could buy Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, and every single sports team.
Jeez, I'm just waiting for Friday for payday.
Oh, my God. And Jeff Bezos one day just said, you know what? Maybe we could have, like, a little clearinghousey thing, and then we could just ship packages from there. Look at that. Wow, man. Oh, chain smokers. They're a group.
I thought you were talking about all smokers.
They're chain smokers, the band, the group. Two guys. They performed before a big, huge crowd in Long Island. Now people are worried because, you know, the crowd. And New York they've just got on track again.
Right.
But, if anything, they'll catch a big dose of douchiness because those guys are really douchey.
Yeah.
They really are just douchey.
So do we like them or not?
Well, I like their music and I like their collaborations, but I think they're just
anyone
douchebags.
Anyone that says that they're a DJ, but they call themselves a band, you're a douche.
Oh.
Well, okay. There you go. Yeah. 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 Exactly.
Well, I won't say that anymore.
No. No. Don't do that anymore because you fit right in there.
Although people already think I'm douchey, so why not?
Adam Levine, a lot of parents upset. He smokes weed in the newest Maroon 5 video. All I can figure is even he needs to be high to hear his own voice.
Stop it.
No, I just...
People love him.
I know they do. I like him. Yeah. His voice is just... Oh, stop it. Just put it away, Adam. Put that voice away, mister. And big news, people. Big, big, big news. Seriously, mark this down. Garth Brooks... His big concert, his big August 17th concert at Allegiant Stadium? No, not happening. However, February 27th.
February 27th.
That will be the new date for Garth Brooks' big, big concert, Allegiant Stadium, February 27th. That is my take for now, brought to you by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
Your chance to officially guess... The five items in Mike and Carla's big box. You want to do it? Give it a shot. Dial it up. 702-739-9636. Got to be over 21. Make sure you check out our website, 963kklz.com. We revealed another piece of the box earlier this morning, but line it up. Here we go. Caller number 9. You have a chance to officially guess to win that big prize. Phase 1 for the 96 Days of Summer. Good luck.
96.3 KKLZ presents the 96 Days of Summer. If you can correctly identify all five everyday items in Mike and Carla's big box, you'll win the grand prize package courtesy of Topgolf, the Westin Lake Las Vegas Resort, and a San Diego, California getaway.
It's time.
Carla, we have Debbie on the phone, and she is ready to go. She's done this before. Debbie, you know the drill, so here we go. Just give us all five items in Mike and Carla's big box to win that big prize, phase one, for the 96 Days of Summer. Go ahead.
Okay, there's a ribeye steak, a seashell, an answering machine, a trash can, and my guess is a pair of dice.
Ooh. 4 out of 5.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah. Oh, my heck.
All right. Okay.
Cross that off the list.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. But remember, you can play as many times
Absolutely.
As you want. Next time to play is with Wendy Rush. If you want more details about Mike and Carla's Big Box, tap the free KKLZ app on your smartphone or simply go to 963KKLZ.com.
Okay.
Boy, people are getting closer. 8:33, another segment of Kazuki Oki Wednesday. It's back. We'll do it after Pink Floyd. Another brick in the wall.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Oh, the KFC Crocs were finally released. And they're sold out, Morty.
Of course.
In 30 minutes. And now they're selling for hundreds of dollars on eBay.
Oh, see? Yeah, I would think you'd have gotten some just to do that, to resell them.
Right.
Yeah. Because I would never wear chicken on my feet.
Yeah. I got news. I think chicken would smell better than a lot of people's feet. So
yeah,
that is true.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Is that the original recipe? That's nice.
Couple who broke into a house in Pennsylvania earlier this month. Were surprised. They were shocked to find that people were actually in the house.
Oh, oopsie. I'm sorry. We're sorry.
I guess they didn't do a lot of intel. They didn't get a lot of intel.
Wow. Oh, Lordy.
So they tried to tie up one of the people by using a woman's bra, and that didn't work.
We can get out of those. Like, you guys cannot believe.
Don't ever try and tie up a woman with a bra.
No.
Because, like you said, you're like David Copperfield.
Come on. Yeah. Yeah. I am Houdini getting out of
Houdini.
This bra. Yeah. You can put me upside down in water. I'll get out of this bra. Please. Now, some of you guys are pretty good at getting us out of that.
Yes.
But some of you are not. It's
no.
Like, can I, you know what? I got it. I'll get it off. Just stop. Ow.
And we try and be so cool about it.
Jeez,
you know, with
I know.
The one
I
hand.
Know with the one, it's a three hook. It's a three hook. Keep going. Jeez.
Kinda
dude.
She has Velcro. I know, yeah. I hope she has Velcro. Yeah.
Unfortunately, there are not Velcro bras. And probably the girls were wearing Velcro bras. I don't know.
Secretly grabbed the scissors.
Yes, that's right.
Well, clearly these people didn't have, you know, they had the plan to break in.
Yeah.
But then one surprise after another, there's people there, and then we got time off, and then everything went bad.
We'll grab the bra then.
These people have been arrested, and now they're...
That is too... Well, a woman in Georgia, she can't go to her local laundromat anymore because she climbed on top of the washers and dryers, tried to jump on the ceiling fans so she could just swing from the fans. We all know that doesn't work. But yeah, I don't know if there was alcohol involved. Officers think so. They showed up before she, you know, did any damage. Trying to jump up there, hang from that thing.
It sounds like fun. To go around and around like a ride.
Whenever I see a fan going, I always think that, too. Yeah. It's like, I would love to grab on. First of all, it'd probably stop. And second, I'd break it. So, and then everybody would be like, oh, God, Carly, have you been working out? Jeez. Okay.
I don't know. Why don't you just take your feet off my dashboard?
Yeah, exactly. You don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, and listen to this. This is a little warning, by the way. Mm-hmm. If you're going to Pakistan... maybe you're listening there. Officials in Pakistan telling people to buy their sacrificial animals online now instead of going to a market to buy them because they're afraid that because with the virus and all that. So if you're looking for, God, I hope you're not, but sacrificial animals, they literally put out a warning. Do not buy them at the market. Go online. Gosh, why do I think no one's going to sell those online? I just don't think anybody... Do you know what I'm going to say?
I never thought about ever wanting to vacation in Pakistan.
No. Well, certainly not now, because you can't get your animals there anymore, Marty.
You don't summer in Pakistan in one of the stands?
And no offense to... And I hear the Middle East is beautiful, but all the stand countries don't appeal to me.
Not at all.
You know, not the stands. No, right. I don't know why. They just don't...
Maybe weather, desert. We live in the
desert. Why would I go to another one and just be hot there?
Yeah.
Have to hope somebody can take my bra off because I'm sweating, and you can't. Just leave it alone. Leave it alone. I got all this other garb on now, too, and I'm even hotter. I got sand in my butt.
My feet smell like chicken.
Exactly. I don't want to go to the
store. Here, sacrifice my chicken crocs.
Yes, that's right. Here you go. There, that's fine. That'll do it.
Perfect.
It's Wednesday, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
Show we do it, give you a little bit of good news to hopefully start your morning on a positive note. Well, this happened in Thailand, and I have a friend who teaches over there, been there for a few years, and says to Tyler, the police can be pretty tough there. Well, they stopped a teenager for speeding. 17 years old, he wasn't going too much over, but they stopped him. They detained him for a while. He broke down in tears, and he said, I just am sad. I'm upset, and my family forgot my birthday. They looked at his license. They indeed forgot his birthday, so they held on to the teen for a while. So another officer could come on over with a birthday cake. And
Seriously.
They didn't give him the ticket. They gave him his birthday cake.
Wow.
Yep. Wished him a happy birthday. Said, you listen, be careful, okay?
Right.
So you see your next one. And he was quite touched. So, yeah. I know. Oh, God, they're holding me. I was only going 10 miles over. Oh, my gosh, it's a birthday cake.
That is amazing.
It really is. It really
is. You know, despite...
Keep that in mind. Yeah. I mean, anywhere, there's good, there's bad.
Right.
You know, and it's just a fun story. It's very cool. I'm, seriously, though, could you imagine that?
No.
Being 16, 17, 18, you get stopped and... And here you go.
I do that now.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I haven't gotten a cake yet. Jeez.
That's amazing. That well, right? If you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Better yet, a local feel-good story, which we love. Dial us up, 702-739-9636 when we're on the air. We'd love to hear your version of it. 937, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Harmony Homes. Take a virtual tour of your next future home or your future home at HarmonyHomes.com. That's HarmonyHomes.com. Well, being the progressive morning show that we are, we gave you a sample of some new Korn music.
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm.
Dedicated to Charlie Daniels.
Yeah, that means music from the band Korn, not to eat your Korn bime. Okay. Yeah. Korn music!
They paired up with Yellow Wolf or who? Yellow Wolf or
Yellow Wolf.
Oh, Yellow Wolf.
Yellow
okay.
thing. Yeah.
Yellow. Jody liked it, so I know. Okay.
Which means tomorrow all Mike's right. going to come in a fan.
Yeah. Or not. Or
my Korn shirt. Oh my God.
All day long. That's all I'm listening to is Korn. That's a birthday immunity month.
Yeah. What is it that people do that show you clearly they have no manners? And boy, oh boy, we could have talked about this all morning long.
Yeah, no kidding.
The fact that Angie even dared to put her feet on your...
Oh, please, don't. Listen, I'm telling everybody right now, you get in my car, shoes stay on, and your feet stay on the floor of the car.
Listen, I was wearing a mask, gloves, and booties before this pandemic even started out if I got in her car.
Thank you.
And talking about vacations, we know that Carla's not going to go to any of the stand countries.
I'm not why am I going somewhere hotter than the hell that I live in the summer?
You're
going
to go to Pakistan?
Jeez, yes, that's right. That's right.
Not that we'll be able to take any vacation time, but there you go. Wendy Rush coming to next. You'll have your next chance to officially guess what's in Mike and Carla's big box to win that big prize. And she'll keep you company throughout your workday if you are indeed back to work. And if you are, good for you. If not, hang in there. We will be back tomorrow, so do be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.